Hi everyone, this is Jordan Brandis, contributing editor of PL Buyer, welcoming you to the latest PL Buyer podcast. With us today is John Morgan, executive director with the Association of Coupon Professionals, and he is going to be discussing trends in his part of the private label world, as well as telling us a bit about his company and its role in private label. The Association of Coupon Professionals, ACP, is an industry-wide organization whose membership has an interest in providing coupon incentives to drive brand growth.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. Tell us a little bit about your company and its role in private label.
Well, the ACP is a membership of manufacturers, retailers, and suppliers seeking to ensure that coupons remain a viable sales and marketing tool. We have task forces and committees working on all kinds of best practices and guidelines, educational workshops, and conferences to support this mission. I haven't seen a lot of activity in private label couponing. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to speak with you guys today. Brands recognize that private label quality is improving and they aren't just competing with the other national brands for market share. Private label manufacturers and retailer distributors should recognize that manufacturer coupons can level out the playing field at the shelf on price. Private label distributors should consider coupons as a tactic to get that price advantage back. Coupons can also generate trial, and that trial could trigger repeat usage and a conversion to loyal users.
So you think that coupons would give private labels a major edge in being seen as equals in the marketplace?
Yes. So when a manufacturer is putting a coupon out and dropping that price down to the level with private label, if private label's doing it too, now we're back to a level playing field where they've got the advantage because of it's the retailer's brand.
So tell me, how has the world of couponing changed in the last 10 years?
Well, the economy has had a huge impact. We've entered an era of frugality, and coupons are playing a big role. Distribution and redemption are up significantly as marketers are looking for ways to maintain their market share, and consumers are jumping at the savings. There's also been a change the way consumers get their news. It's a shift away from newspaper and TV and towards internet and mobile. Marketers are reacting to this by trying to reach consumers where they consume their media.
How do you see it changing in the next 10 years?
I think these trends will continue. Internet print at home coupons, mobile coupons, click to card coupons are going to continue to emerge. It won't mean the end of the coupon booklet in the Sunday newspaper. Just as TV didn't replace radio and internet hasn't replaced TV, it just changes the landscape.
So you're saying that more consumers will have easier access?
Yes. And the marketers are meeting and saying, where are my consumers going? And they're splintering out, and they're splintering it out as well to go meet the demand.
You recently went to the Association of Couponing Professionals conference. Tell me a little bit more about that and what news came from the conference.
It's a great conference. Lots of focus, obviously, on coupons. There was a live consumer panel, retailer panel, plenty of presentations analyzing trends, consumer insights, and what's happening in traditional internet print at home and the emerging digital coupons. Even though the focus is on branded coupons, private label came up several times. As I mentioned, brands recognize that they compete both with fellow national brands and the private label, and the private label quality is improving. It's improving enough that it's impacting brand market share, and that price is not necessarily the primary purchase driver.
Would you say that coupon is a good tool for all products? Are there any that you think would not benefit from it?
Well, a coupon's a call to action. It's saying, try me, or here's a reward for your loyalty, or let's load up your pantry. Private label distributors take a step back and look at their brands like brand marketers. Can I sell the benefits of my brand beyond price? Can I utilize coupons to generate trial, reward customers, and convert them to loyal users? Are there areas where it won't work? Well, high-end prestige brands, I don't see you using a coupon in a five-star restaurant or if you're trying to purchase a Rolls Royce. Where price kind of doesn't matter, that's where coupons don't play real well. But I don't know if there's too many brands like that.
Probably not many. Well, thank you, John, for joining us today. That's all the time we have. So let me thank you again and thank our listeners. And we invite them to listen to all our PL Buyer podcasts by visiting our website, privatelabelbuyer.com, where you can listen to and download these podcasts.
Thanks, Jordan.